Nephroblastoma, also known as Wilms tumor, is the most common malignant renal tumor in children, with a peak incidence between 2 and 5 years. It is an embryonal tumor derived from kidney precursor cells. More than 90% of cases are unilateral, though bilateral involvement occurs. It affects males and females equally, and may be associated with congenital anomalies or childhood syndromes. Any child presenting with an abdominal mass requires urgent referral for imaging. If a renal mass is confirmed and suspicious for Wilms tumor, the child should be referred immediately to a pediatric surgeon or urologist for definitive management. Needle biopsy is generally not recommended because of the risk of tumor spillage and upstaging, unless the presentation or imaging is atypical. Signs and symptoms. The most common presentation is a painless abdominal mass. Other symptoms may include hypertension, hebertyria, which may be gross or microscopic, constipation, weight loss, and dysuria. Additional possible features include nausea, vomiting, abdominal discomfort or pain, cardiac insufficiency, pleural effusion, polycythemia, hydrocephalus, and acquired von Willebrand disease. Investigations. Initial laboratory workup includes a full blood count, urea and electrolytes with creatine, liver function tests, and a coagulation profile. Cardiac assessment includes an ECG and echocardiogram. Imaging studies include abdominal ultrasound, intravenous urography, chest X-ray, and contrast-enhanced CT scans of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Needle biopsy is avoided except in unusual or unclear clinical scenarios. Treatment. Management uses a multimodal strategy combining surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Treatment is guided by staging and risk category. Preoperative chemotherapy. Preoperative or neoadjuvant chemotherapy is used for tumors that are not operable at presentation. Localized disease, VA regimen. Children receive weekly vincristine for 4 weeks and actinomycin D during weeks 1 and 3. Vincristine is dosed at 1.5 mg per square meter or 0.05 mg per kilogram for smaller children. Actinomycin D is dosed at 0.05 mg per kilogram. After 4 weeks, the child is reassessed radiologically and the surgical team is consulted. Bilateral disease, VA regimen. For bilateral tumors, vincristine is given weekly during weeks 1 to 8. Actinomycin D is given during weeks 1, 3, 5, and 7. Radiological reassessment occurs at weeks 4, 6, 7, and 10. If there is good response, chemotherapy may be continued up to a maximum of 12 weeks. Metastatic or bilateral disease requiring VAD regimen. In this regimen, vincristine and actinomycin D are given during weeks 1 to 6, and doxorubicin at a dose of 50 mg per square meter is administered during weeks 1, 4, and 7. A chest X-ray at week 4 determines further treatment. If metastases persist, 3 additional cycles are administered before reassessment. Surgery. Surgical management involves a radical nephrectomy with lymph node sampling. In bilateral disease, nephron-sparing surgery is preferred whenever possible. Surgery is performed either upfront, if feasible, or after neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Radiotherapy. When indicated, radiotherapy should be started within 2 to 6 weeks after nephrectomy. Patients should be referred promptly to a center with radiotherapy facilities. Post-surgery adjuvant therapy. Postoperative treatment follows established SIOP or COG risk stratified protocols. This ensures optimal survival and reduces recurrence risk.